Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Kings don't run, they stride. Kings don't just throw something on, they're robed. And kings don't grab a bite to eat, they dine. Kings are men of dignity and decorum, of regal behavior and composure. Therefore, kings certainly don't leap for joy. But in our Old Testament reading, we see a king engaging in this very not-so-regal behavior. King David is putting on quite a show, leaping for joy and dancing in the street with all his might. He is leaping because he is overjoyed. Yet his wife, Michal, thinks that this is quite undignified, to the point where she despises him for it. Others, too, may be shocked at King David's behavior, but that doesn't bother him. He is simply overjoyed that the Ark is coming to Jerusalem. You see, the Ark is a very special gold-covered box containing artifacts from Israel's wandering in the wilderness, including a jar of manna and the stone tablets from Sinai. On top of the ark sat the mercy seat, the place of the Lord's presence on earth. As part of the procession, David changed into his priestly garments, sacrificed before the ark, and entered Jerusalem dancing and leaping before the Lord. David's wife found this behavior shameful for a king, but God did not. Instead, God struck Michal with barrenness because of how she scorned David's joy in the Lord's presence. Rejoice is a word that echoes through the church this week. We light the pink candle on the Advent wreath and hear Paul's words, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice." What is the reason for this perpetual rejoicing, according to Paul? The Lord is at hand. That truly is cause for rejoicing. We don't have to reach up into heaven and search for the Lord in order to pull him down. No, the Lord comes to us first. He draws near to us so that we may believe and have him. And that news should make our hearts leap for joy. But often we do not rejoice as we should. Our hearts grow numb and cold to Jesus' call and God's presence with us. He is often relegated to Sunday mornings or perhaps during Advent and Lent, Wednesday afternoons or evenings. Because of that, we hear the verb often to stir up in the collects of Advent. We pray God would stir up our hearts as they do not always respond rightly to his coming. Instead of exploding in joy, our hearts are full and heavy with longings and desires that have nothing to do with the Lord. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, for our hearts are heavy with discontent. We have soaked the roots of our lives in the bitter waters of envy and have borne rotten fruit. We rejoice in the rejoice in things like retirement and sports games or items on our bucket list. But the drawing near of the Lord? Well, that can wait for tomorrow. Our lips may acknowledge him, but our hearts are far from him. We often care far more about how we appear to others, even to ourselves, over how we appear to the Lord. The amazing thing? God knows this. He knows this all about us, and still, he still desires to be with us. He still is interested in us. In fact, he is so interested, he desired to draw near to a whole world full of people with sin-heavy hearts, and to give us all every reason to rejoice. From the womb, John the Baptist understood the joy of the Lord that he gives by sending us Jesus in our human flesh. When Mary visited Elizabeth, John leapt upon hearing the voice of the woman who is carrying the world's Savior. Something even more wonderful than the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant had come. How much more reason then for John to leap like David? Mary carried in her womb none other than God's presence in human flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. God was drawing near not just to Jerusalem, but to the whole world forever. Jesus was like us in every way, yet he was fully divine. His holy, sinless presence in Mary's womb made her something special. It made her the new and better bearer of God's presence. She was the new Ark of the Covenant, as she bore the new and greater mercy seat, Christ, inside her. Though we turn away from God, he still turns towards us in Jesus, in his incarnation. He became incarnate so that he could be stripped and humiliated for our offenses and die on the cross to atone for our indifference to him. Though it may not look like it at first glance, the most joyous sight we could ever see is the promised Son of David drawing near to Jerusalem to die for you and me. This joy in doing his Father's will was like the joy of King David. But Jesus' joy in willingly going to the cross meant your acquittal and your resurrection to eternal life with him. The child who came forth from Mary's womb would also come forth from a tomb in triumph over sin and death, to reign on the throne of his father David forever. That well-known Christmas hymn, our theme for Advent, asks the question, what child is this? The answer is enough to make our hearts leap for joy, like David and John the Baptist did. What child is this? This child is the same God for whom King David and John leapt. This child is the world's joy bringer, joy itself enfleshed, the sinner's delight. He is pure cheer for the heavy-hearted and the oppressed. He is the one whose second coming we long for. Until then, we rejoice that he still draws near to us in his word and sacraments. He comes so near that the forgiveness he gives through the gospel enters through our ears and our mouth and goes right down into our hearts and stirs it up, revives it, and refreshes it. He comes so near that the word who made King David and John the Baptist leap dwells within our very heart. And you can't help but leap with gladness overflowing in his love. He comes so near that his Holy Spirit fills your body and your spirit to make you a new creation. He will one day draw near from his eternal throne for that one final time, and we will be near to him in the flesh forever. Rejoice then like David and John the Baptist before you. For the Lord is at hand. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.